This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
David and Sue, driving you home, driving you mad, Wally Bishop. Hello, Wally.
David, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thanks.
And hello you too, Sue.
I'm all right.
A girl called Sue.
A boy called Sue.
I changed it to a girl called Sue.
It didn't make sense, though.
It's on.
Now, Wally, you're part of something, and you've been involved since day one, of a wonderful concert down at in St Kilda. It's called The Heart of St Kilda. What is it?
It's a fundraising event for the Sacred Heart Mission.
Right.
And they raise enough money each year to feed around about 20 or serve around about 25,000 meals.
Wow.
So it really is. They do an amazing job, and it's great to be able to even walk through the kitchen and see how they go about it. And how beautifully they treat those people that come along in need.
Now, just for those that don't know, the Sacred Heart Church is on Grey Street in St Kilda.
That's correct.
And they serve, as you said, the meals for homeless people or people, needy people.
Yeah, and they turn nobody away. They don't ask any questions. You know, you and I could go down there and turn up and line up, and they treat everybody absolutely the same. It's a beautiful exercise.
Because I live in the area, and I'm often walking past, and you'd get a nice vibe from it. You know, like there's no, you know, like no crazy sort of noise or anything. It's everyone just being respectful to each other, isn't it?
It really is. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing they do down there. And that's what got me involved in the first place. I thought it was a one-off.
They suckered you in, didn't they?
Absolutely.
Hey?
And they keep going back to the well.
That's it.
Now, you actually produce the event.
Well, I'm part of a team.
Yep.
Larry Ponting from JPJ Audio, Brian Nankervis, we all know from Rockwiz.
And he hosts it too, doesn't he?
He hosts it. Neil Croker from the Palais Theatre, the GM at the Palais Theatre.
Because it's
a committee, and I just feel I'm part of the team.
Now, you've been involved since day one.
Yes, we have.
Right. And you just thought it was just going to be a one-off, and here it is, 8 years later?
8 years later. And it's been a wonderful thing to be involved in. I really have enjoyed it. I've worked with people on this show that I've never had the pleasure of working with before, and the same is going to happen this year. There's two or three acts that I haven't had the pleasure of meeting on, and the risk of jumping in and saying the Gregorians. I've been a huge fan of Slavia and Leonard Gregorian, but never had the chance to work with them before.
Yep, beautiful classical guitarist.
Absolutely, yes. Beautiful guitarist. Arch Barker, I'm a huge fan of. I've seen him on television. I've never seen him live.
Yeah, I think you're getting more out of this than
I do. But fantastic. I also, for the commercial events that I do, I get to meet people, and I've been able to say, you know, I look after the Carlton Football Club major events for interest, and I've been able to say, I saw so-and-so, I worked with this guy, and I worked with this girl.
Yep.
They're mighty, and there's work come out of it for those people also. But I'm the winner so often in that regard.
Now, and you're like just going through some of the list here, Casey Chambers, David Hobson, which is amazing. Tim Rogers, who seems to show up a lot on it. The list just goes on, doesn't it?
It really is. You know, there's a Japanese drum troupe, Taikos. The largest drum that they use takes 6 road crew to lift the bloody thing.
Wow.
But Colin Lane, Tim Rogers, Billy Miller's on every year.
Yep.
Rebecca Barnard's on every year. But we've got Cole Joy coming down from Sydney, an absolute legend.
Yeah, and Joe Camilleri and the Black Sorrows are performing.
Just a mighty
one
act.
Of my first records, by the way.
Oh, was it?
Is it?
Okay. You know, like what? And it must be such a feel good night.
It really is, and every year they go away saying, "How are they going to top that next year?" But you know, a bunch of acts come out of the woodwork and put their hand up and make themselves available. It's just
there's a lot of good people wanting to do a lot of good community work.
It really is, yeah. And particularly when they know it's a good cause and when they know exactly where the money is going,
yes,
that they're raising, you know, they can walk around the corner and just have a look at, you know, what, yep, they've achieved.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's what's kept me involved.
And you know, and the audience, I know a lot of people go back every year because it is such a special night, but they're also going there in support of it by buying a ticket,
yeah,
to make it a true fundraiser.
Well, I think that that's very much part of it. They still want value for their dollar. You know, they're not going to go out if we put a lousy lineup on of people that they've never heard before. It's really hard to give up a Tuesday night, pay $11 into a parking meter at St Kilda and head on down there. But you know, first and foremost, the show is worthwhile going to in the first place because the talent is sensational.
Yeah,
and then they know the good their money's going to do. Everybody wins.
It's, yep, a win-win.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, I've just got to go back a few steps because we've got to talk about you because you've been in the business for a long time and you've got a, you know, like an Order of Australia. You were,
you they
know,
had like, a spare one that year.
They, oh, no, I don't think
well,
so.
Well, I didn't get it. So
40 years in the industry. And you did that Max Merritt fundraiser, yeah, the other year, which is absolutely fantastic. And you've worked with people like Peter Allen and, yeah, and Johnny Cash and Cher. But who's the one that you like the most that you'd worked with?
Muhammad Ali.
Oh.
So you've met him.
Oh, yes.
You met Muhammad Ali. Yeah, now, that's my closest I've got.
It's look, there is a bunch of them that and I really mean it, I could sit here for 10 hours and tell you the good points of just about every act that I've worked with.
Yeah.
You know, Cher was a knockout, and she's shy. I had never read that anywhere.
Who would guess?
Absolutely.
And tell us about Peter Allen, because, you know, this miniseries is on TV at present. What was he like?
Nowhere near as dorky as they play him on this show. I watched it the other night and I said to my wife, Peter was never that dorky. And I don't know whether I misread the character that's playing his part, but knowing Peter, he was nothing like that.
Right.
He was outrageous.
Yeah.
I remember him saying about being invited to Paul Hogan's home. And this was on stage. He did this,
yeah.
And Paul Hogan had left his previous wife and set up home with his co-star from Crocodile Dundee. And so Peter said, so I went around and I saw this dumpy brunette, and I thought to myself, Paul, why did you bother? Yeah. And he was like that off stage and on stage. He was just absolutely beautiful.
Oh,
what a character.
That's a treasure. Now, so we're talking about, it's called the Heart of St Kilda Concert. It's on the 22nd of September, Tuesday, which,
yes,
is next Tuesday,
yep,
at the Palace Theatre.
The
Palais Theatre in St Kilda.
Yes.
How do you get tickets?
Ticketmaster, I believe, is the... So to go to ticketmaster.com.au or you can call 136 100.
Yep.
And
it's such a worthy cause.
Get
really
down
is.
There. Feed our community.
It, yep, really is. It's a worthwhile cause, and I think that's first and foremost. But the show is worth the buck. It really is worth every cent of what you'll pay. And I said to somebody just recently, it's like Melbourne's weather. If you don't like what you've got right now, sit around for a little while because we'll give you something, yep, you will like.
And the fact is people rise to the occasion on a show like that because they know everyone around them is trying so hard as well.
The competition is fierce.
Yeah, fierce. Thank you much for coming in. And thank you for helping to produce this show because it's a really important thing that you're doing.
And the same to you guys. Thanks for having me on a Friday afternoon and thank you for supporting
me. No, it's
anytime.
Our pleasure.
David.
And Susan.
Do you like the way I do that? Sexy. Visit joy.org.au now to see what's new to Joy Podcast.
Oh, okay.
Now, the latest in Hollywood gossip with Peter Laspins. On Laspins.
Oh, the spinning wheel is spinning.
It's spinning. The podcast is exclusive to Joy 94.9 in Australia.
Yeah.
As well as Ginny and Adam interviewing Maisie Williams from Boney M.
Oh, by the rivers of Babylon.
Nice. I thought you were going to do a bit more. Thankfully, you didn't. On our Rise Up podcast, and Dean Beck speaks to writer, columnist, activist, commentator and agitator. That's a few words, isn't it? Nick Hollis on Word for Word. And, of course, our Joyful Days podcast brings you an interview with Rick and Luke Wolfe, who feature in The Real Housewives of Melbourne.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Podcasts where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au/podcasts. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.